Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
We love to talk about yoga here on Naturally Savvy. Andrea and I both practice, although I have fallen off the yoga wagon and I need to get back on. Andrea, how's your yoga practice going?
Not as good as I'd like it to be going, I have to be honest.
Really? What changed?
You know, it's just a time factor for me, but I know, you know, Catherine, the guest we're speaking to today, is going to whip me into shape and not allow me to have that as an excuse. So I'm looking forward to today's call.
All right. Catherine Budig is one of the most widely recognized and lovable modern day yoga teachers, and she is here to help us get our yoga on. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, you guys. How are you doing?
We are good.
It's great to have you back. All right, Catherine. So I have fallen off. My husband, who is a huge fan of yours, seems to do it every morning. And I'm tied up with our girl. But that's not an excuse, because soon she'll be going off to school and I'll have time in between my shows and my work. But I just can't seem to get the mat out and get my body on it. Any tips for people who used to do yoga and enjoy it, but somehow just have fallen off? Or like Andrea mentioned, she's not doing it as much as she had been. Help us out.
Sure. Well, you mentioned that your husband loves to do yoga. And my number one tip for getting back on the mat is a buddy system, honestly, because I used to live in Los Angeles where yoga was as prevalent as Starbucks. It was just on every single corner. So it was really easy to go to. But I live in a smaller area of Florida now where I don't have as many options. I have to do a home practice. And it's really, really difficult to have the level of discipline, no matter how disciplined you are as a person, to do it by yourself. So if you can get some kind of buddy system going where you wake up and no one wants to wake up and work out, let's just face it. No one wants to. It's not normal. But if you wake up and you know that there's someone else who you'll be letting down if you don't show up, it's that extra little that you need to get there, and then you can support each other. And I'm a big proponent of laughing while you're practicing as well. And if you can have someone where you can laugh when you fall down or something's difficult, and that's, the laughter is really inspiring to keep you going. So the number one rule for me for getting back on the mat is just find a buddy as soon as you can, so you have someone who can keep you honest and keep you on track.
Do you find that there's a difference between a home practice and a studio practice, like in terms of, I guess, how seriously someone might take it, or in terms of what they can learn?
I think there's a really big difference between a studio practice and a home practice. And I don't want to say that one is more serious than the other, because a lot of people don't have the option of getting into the studio, whether they're not near one or they don't have the time or they don't have the money. So, obviously, if you're in a studio and you're in a space with a lot of people, you're going to build more body heat. There's also the energy that you get from being around a bunch of other people breathing and working together, which I find very stimulating and exciting. And it's just really nice to have a teacher there who can put their eyes on you and watch your body and give you adjustments and help you modify postures when you need it, which you obviously don't get when you're home by yourself. And you can do the same exact sequence at home that you would do in a studio and not build as much heat, because it's just your body and a room by yourself. That being said, practicing at home can be a really amazing experience too, because you get to focus on exactly what you want to focus on. But the downfall is you can also skip exactly what you want to skip. And when you're in a studio, the teacher's going to keep you more honest and be like, no, we're doing core work now. You can't go to the bathroom. You have to stay on your mat. So,
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so you have to be a little bit better at busting yourself when you do a home practice as opposed to being in a studio.
Now, you mentioned now being in Florida. Do you miss having the yoga on every corner, or how have you adjusted yourself?
I do miss it, because I like being in a studio. That being said, one of my best friends comes over every week and we practice together, and you know, sometimes we'll end up being really disciplined, and sometimes we end up just doing handstands for a half hour and falling all over the place and laughing at each other. But I just, as someone who has to teach all the time, I like being a student, and I like going into a situation where I don't need to think, I don't need to plan, I can just follow the sequence. So that's really enjoyable to me. And I'm going to be moving up to Charleston, South Carolina in a little bit. So I'm kind of excited to be in a city where I'm going to have more options again, because I do love that energy of being in a studio space.
Yeah, it is really nice if you can get to a class. So for somebody just starting out, would you recommend that they go to a class if they can? Or do you think there's enough beginner videos that they can try it on their own at home or with a friend, even better?
You know, I think it really is up to the individual. I do recommend getting into a studio if you can, especially if you're a beginner, just because it's so important to have a senior teacher help you. And there are phenomenal videos out there. There are amazing websites. I'm on Yoga Glow with some really amazing teachers that I highly recommend, and a lot of great beginner videos. But the thing is, you know, when you're watching a video, the teacher can't look at you and talk back and say, hey, I want you to make this adjustment. And like anything, if you're not doing the postures properly, you can't hurt yourself. So it's just nice to pop into the studio, make sure your alignment's okay so you're pushing yourself, and then you can go do it at home as much as you'd like to.
You know, I always wondered, I have a friend who's very much into, I'm pretty sure it's Ashtanga yoga, and she, sure. And I love hot yoga. So I love Moksha yoga, I love Bikram yoga, and I love the detoxifying aspect of it. For me, it's physical, but it's also, you know, mental, emotional. What is your take on it? Because she would always joke around with me and say, oh, you know, you're going to yoga, but it's not real yoga. What is your take on, you know, the different types of yoga, you know, hot versus not hot? And isn't it all the same?
It's all yoga, without a doubt. You are doing yoga. Don't let someone tell you you're not doing yoga. You know, the yoga world, it's a funny group of people, like any genre of work or activity anywhere, and we all believe in our style of yoga. You know, Ashtangis believe in Ashtanga, Iyengar believes in Iyengar, and so they kind of duke it out with each other on who's right. And I like to do all of the different styles. I mean, background, but I'm trained in vinyasa flow, which is what I teach. But I'm happy to take anything. I like to go do kundalini yoga. I like to go do restorative classes and lie on my back and breathe. It's truly all yoga. And that's why yoga has persevered for so many years, is because it truly is accessible to everyone. And there is a style, no matter what your body type, no matter what your background, no matter what your energy levels are like, that's going to fit your needs and your lifestyle. So I would be very careful to listening to anyone telling you if you're doing something correctly or incorrectly, because another big thing in yoga is not being judgmental or opinionated. So kind of dropping the judgment and being like, look, this is what serves me. This is what makes me feel good. And if you unroll the mat and that's the style that really, look, I mean, if that's the style of yoga that makes you want to do yoga, then you've solved your answer that we started the show with. That's what's going to get you back on the mat. So just make sure that you're doing something that excites you.
I love that you say that, because, you know, and it's so true about the judgmental aspect of it, because every class that I do go to, we always, you know, the teacher always talks about, you know, not judging others. So I do find it comical when she did, you know, when she tells me that I'm not doing real yoga, but at the same time, you're right. It's not about judging others. It's what doing what makes us feel good. So I love that you say that.
We're all working on ourselves.
Awesome. Yeah, we really are. And I think we need to be easy on ourselves when we fall back off, right, the wagon, and know that we can always get back on and start again. I am getting excited to start.
The other thing is, when you're getting back into a practice, don't feel like you need to do a full 90 minutes or 60 minutes to make it worth your time. Like, please, if you do 20 minutes two times a week, three times a week, that counts. A lot of people feel like they need to put in a huge amount of effort every single day for it to mean anything, and I don't believe in that. So, you know, be accommodating to what's going on in your life. And if you get a little bit of something in a day, that counts. And pat yourself on the back and don't beat yourself up, because then we're just going to have all these guilt issues and it's not going to allow us to get the benefits out of yoga that we went there in the first place for.
Well, we've come to the end of our show again, Catherine. It goes by so quickly, and we appreciate having you on. I know. But the good news
is
you'll be back.
Thank you,
so.
You guys. I'll be
Thank
back.
You.
Go get some yoga on, ladies. Okay.
Oh, that's it. We have some homework to do until next time. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.